We are learning Mesechta's Yuma Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Chazayin Amud Beis. The Gemara before brought down a memra on top of Chazayin Amud Beis, a memra of Rav Asi v'shem Rav Yechanan, and says Zar Shesider Es Hamaracha Chayiv. There are two steps when you set up the Mizbeach. First you make the Maracha, and afterwards you put on two logs called the Shnei Gzir Eitzim. So Rav Yechanan said originally, Zar Shesider Es Hamaracha, that's the first step, Yechayiv, a Zar is Chayiv Misa for that. And then the Gemara had a discussion about that, and the Gemara had a Kasha, and the Gemara changed it. Now the Gemara also go back to that first memra. Vika de Amri. Maskevar of Zer, their Kasha is like this. Going back on Rav Yechanan said that Zar that was Masada the Maracha is Chayiv. A non Koyin, someone who's not a Koyin, set up the Maracha, he is Chayiv Misa. So Gemara is a Kasha, Vechiyeshcha, Avoida, Shiesh, Achareha, Avoida, Psula, Bazar. Is there any Avoida that has afterwards Avoida? It's not complete. It's not completed that the Zar is Chayiv Misa for that. We know here there's Shnei Gzira Eitzim, which comes after the Sida Maracha. So how could it be that he's Chayiv Misa? We know that in order to be Chayiv Misa, it has to be Avoida's Tama, which means a complete Avoida. This Avoida of Sida Maracha still is missing Shnei Gzira Eitzim. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. How could Rabbi Yechon say, Zar Shesida Maracha's Chayiv is missing the Shnei Gzira Eitzim? No, that's on the Shechita. This is the one that's setting up the Mizbeach. Setting up the Mizbeach. Zar Shesida Maracha means setting up the wood on the Mizbeach. So the next step is Shnei Gzira Eitzim. There's actually a Gemara before that says there's a Varim of Padarim afterwards. And that's Machlokes Rabbi Yechonon and Rav and Levi. So this is Rabbi Yechonon talking. And we'll see, Mitzvah Hashem, at the end of this Gemara, that there's a beer Machlokes between that and this. But Kapanam, first the step was, it says, Zar Shesida Es Hamaracha, which is before Shnei Gzira Eitzim. That's a Pella. How could it be Chayiv? It's still afterwards Avoida. So the next Gemara on top of Chav Ches and Aleph, Rashi's not Gerus. We'll just read it, but Rashi's not Gerus. We'll see why. The Gemara is a Kasha, Varim Padarim, you see Chayiv Misa for that, so the question doesn't make sense. Varim Padarim is a Saif Avaida, is a complete Avaida. So that's really the Gemara's territory a little bit. Saif Avaida, Imam, it's the end of Avaida. You don't have to come on to that, Stam, it's a complete Avaida. Rechumas Adashen, also, which is a complete Avaida, what's the Gemara's Kasha? And where it says Chias Avaida, Imam, he, Dom Rav Yechanan, Kiyash Yalu, Chumas Adashen, Lamacha, and Tarach Kaddish, Varakidish, Mithilas Avaida. See, it's Chias Avaida. These two questions basically were that Hakibi Chayiv there, it's not a complete Avaida. But that Kasha makes no sense, because both placing the limbs on Mizbeach is a complete Avaida, and Chumash Dash is also a complete Avaida. So you don't have to come on to the Gemara's Terutzim of a Saif Avaida Zimamahi or a Tchilas Avaida Zimamahi. You don't have to come on to that because it's obvious that the question doesn't start. So therefore, Rashi is not Geris. It's really, the Gemara's Akasha, Haki Bichayev on Sidar HaMaracha, setting up the Maracha, Haki Bichayev, you have to put on two logs, and that's Akasha.
He says that it could be that they learned Pidam, but not the Saif Avaida because you have the Chumash Dash afterwards.
You don't. That's the next that's morning.
But that's
not how I mean. I'm telling you Rashi's pshat. The Gemara's Teretz is not good either. And Rashi says Lo Yigasino Lekula. We're going with Rashi's pshat. Rashi's not good, is it? Like upon them Elakasha. So the question is Elakasha. The Lechayra. On the original Rabbi Yechanan, we have to know is the original Rabbi Yechanan says Zar Shidas Brachas Chayiv. And the question is, you still have to do Shnei Gzira Eitzim. Elo Akasha, it's still shver that what's pshat on Rav Yechanan. Tomorrow changes. Eli Itma Hachi Itma on Rav Asi on Rav Yechanan. Zor Shesida Shnei Gzira Eitzim Chayiv Hoyil VaAvoidas VaAvoida Tamei. Taka would change that Zor that was besadded two Eitzim, two logs on top of the Maracha. He is Chayiv. Why? That is a complete Avoida. And obviously he's not worried about the Varam Torah afterwards, which is the Shita of Rav Velevi before in the Gemara before. We had earlier on daf, but the Gemara says that since you misada afterwards, Avaram Padarim, it's not called a Avoida Tama. This Rabbi Yechanan argues on that and holds that it is called Avoida Tama, even though you have afterwards Avaram Padarim. And the Gemara again at the end will explain that a little better. So the Gemara Vayit. So the Gemara Vayit, Mask of Laravava, El Miata, now you're telling me that some that Zara's Chayiv Misa on Tiboyi Pais, it should need a Pais. It should need to be a lottery to who gets this Avoida of Shnei Gzira Eitzim. Break the Marble, Boyi Pais doesn't have a lottery, it has one. By the time went to the Brice, so this is the Chavez Meralev. The Misha Zacha B'Shumas Adeshen, whoever won the lottery of B'Shumas Adeshen gets along with the Yizkar B'Shumas Adeshen, see the Shnei Gzira Eitzim. He gets also the two Gzira Eitzim. So the Gemara answers, this is an akasha. We understand, but akasha is like this. Let it have its own pious. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let it have its own pious. If it's so choshev that a zara is chayiv on it, it should have its own lottery. Why does it get connected to the Truma Sadeshin? That whoever wins Truma Sadeshin wins this. Let us say that it has its own lottery. And for the Gemara, kidam rinon. Like we said on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that you're right. Really, the first there was no lottery for Truma Sadeshin, and maybe there was would have been a pious for Shnei Zireitzim, but the people didn't want to do Truma Sadeshin. When they made a pious Truma Sadeshin, people didn't want to wake up for that because it wasn't so worth it. Once you connected it to Shnei Zireitzim, it was worth it for them to wake up. So that means Gavrina means you're right. It should have had its own pious, but in order to make it enticing for Kahanim to wake up with Truma Sadeshan, we connected the Truma Sadeshan with the Shnei Zibra Eitzim. Zok to Gemara, so what's the point of this Gemara? L'mein rada avoyda tama v'zor chayav l'misa b'ye pais. If it's something that a zor is chayav on it, and it's avoyda, and it's avoyda's tama, which is, makes a zor chayav on it, then it needs a pais. In zor chayav l'misa loy b'ye pais. So Mara the Kasha, Reis Shchita, has a pais. Reis Shchita, Shchita, Azar is not chayav in it. Azar is lighter than do Shchita. So how can you say that's the requirement for pious is that Azar is chayav misa on it? Shchita, Azar is not chayav misa. And for the Gemara, Shani, Shchita, Tchilas Avoidas Yimami. Shchita is very exciting because the first Avoida of the day, and therefore Kahanim are like it a lot. Therefore, you have a lottery for that, even though it's not. Azar is not chayiv, you know, Azar is even allowed to do it, a non-kohen is allowed to do it, still, it's choshev and tzchilas avayda, therefore gets its own pious. Now again, the next few lines, again, someone agaris it, so we read it inside anyway. L'meimra, da avaydas tama baya pious, avayda shiyashach rea avaydla baya pious. So Mara's akasha, v'rei varam padarim, and we're again assuming that there's avayda after, there is no avayda after varam padarim, so what's Mara's akasha? That's why it's a problem. Varam padarim, you see it has a pious, there's a pious for varam padarim, it says mi mala. Like kevesh mizbech, who brings it to the kevesh? You see, it has a pious. There's a acharav avoda, which is not true, but that's Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, soif avoda zimamhi. It's the end of the avoda zimam, so makes it choshev. Harei chumah sedeshen. Also, that there's it's not avoda's time. The Gemara is assuming. Again, this is also a problem. Mishum ma'isa shayam. Mishum Maisa Shahoya. And Simcha was saying over before that somehow the Varam Dharam, it's called Chumazash called Maisa after that. It's a little bit shvet to say like that, but maybe it's a Tais for something. So Tais has a bigger discussion about all these things. Tais has Shahabim like that, Akaponim. But Tais does have a discussion like that because they're both Alayla, but the Maisa, Rashi learns we don't not guarantee these Gemaras. Akaponim, so the Gemara says that. Anything that Zarchayev needs a pious, and if not, not. Okay, good. So, Akaponim, what we have in our Gemara is that Rabbi Yechanan says that Zar should see the Shnei Gzira Eitzim, a Zar is Chayev in it. That's what Rabbi Yechanan said. Because Sidah Merocha has afterwards Avoida, so that's not Chayev, but Shnei Gzira Eitzim is Chayev. And the Gemara also said the reason why it's not his own pious is for a special reason, just to connect it to Chumas Adeshan, to make Chumas Adeshan a better Avoida. We also have a raya to Rabbi Yochanan that Sidur Gzirim is the end of the Avoida and the Avorim Ptorim are not part of that Avoida. And like Rashi explains, we are proving that the din of Shnei Gzir Eitzim is a din at night. We know a varam and padarim has to be done by day after the shkita zatamid, so it has to be done by day. Masha'ekin, shnei gzir eitzim is done by night. That akarch makes it that's not connected. The two avoidas are not one avoida, and therefore it is avoidas tamo. We bring a raya that shnei gzir eitzim avoidas tamo. What's the raya? Omar zot shavitem rav ashi, afanan and amtinir. We just learned in the Mishnah, it's the next Mishnah. Omar lemam nuna, tzu'uru'u, go check in megiyaz man shkita. If it's light enough, it's day. And we could do the shechita of the Talmud already. V'ilu is man sidur gzir eitzim. Like Tanya doesn't say, look, is it light enough for putting on the two logs? So what do you see? You see that the gzir eitzim have our din at night, not a din by day. So it's a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Someone says it's not such a big raya. Hach the less late the kantak Tanya. If there's a eitzah, for example, by eitzim, by putting on the wood, if it doesn't work out, you do it again. If it's at night, if you did it at night, really it's by day maybe. But But you can the king, once the animal is dead, you can't do it again. Hach, the Isla, the Gantel, like Torah doesn't say. Doesn't say. So what comes out of this Gemara is that we're trying to bring a riot to Rabbi Yechlan that it's a din at night, and therefore it's Avoida Tamu, which means a complete Avoida. That the logs are a complete Avoida. The only question is that the Pasuk says, Babaiker, Babaiker, in the Pasuk of Shnei Gzir Eitzim, it says, Vriela Koyim, Babaiker, Babaiker. So Tais says, Kasha, Dir Maschal Af. Tais says, how can you say it's din at night? It says, Babaiker, Babaiker. It says, since it's a Babaiker twice, you would think it means, Teng Babaiker, Babaiker Shalila, which would mean that you get a little earlier than Alois. That's why it's like a biker of the biker, which means literally you have, you know. Hadron Allah Barishaino, we finished the parak Barishaino, Blineda, we'll chazo again, this means Hadron, and for those that finished it, Akaponim, this parak is all about the four Pisces, the four lotteries, and that's Hashem with Elm Shechazah. Zogta Mishta Vaita. Nu Mishta. Omalem Amnuna. This Mishta is the start with us of the process of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. But before that, it gives a little hakdama about what time we did the Shechita. Omalem Amnuna. This has happened every day. The Amnuna said, told a Shliach, told him someone, Tzu'uru'u, go out and check, and Megiyah is Man Shechita. If it's light enough to do the Shechita's Tama. Shechita's Tama starts from Alois HaShachar. He said, go check out if it's not day already. Who's the Amnuna? So Rashi says it's the Sgan, which usually means a Sgan Koyin, a second commander Koyin. But there's a Tosfos in the Tesvav and Beis, Dir Maschal Omalem Amnuna, that Tosfos says it's not the Sgan, because in Yishalmi it says five jobs of the Sgan, and this is not one of them. And therefore, Tosfos learns that Amnuna was a special person who was in charge of the Tamid. He was in charge of making sure it's day and all those things. He was not the Sgan. Akaponim, he tells someone, go check if it's Zman HaShechita. If it reaches Zman HaShechita, Haraya, the one who's checking out to see if the sun is coming up, if the Alois is coming up, if it's getting light, Oimer Barkai, it's light, it's getting light. Masim and Shmuel Oimer, the Lashon is like this, Heyepnei Kol HaMizrach Atzbe Chevron, the whole eastern side is light until Chevron, and he says yes. What's the conversation? We're going to take Gemara to see. Lama Hutzukul Kach, so Rashi learns Lama Hutzukul Kach means, why do you have to go up to the roof and check? You know, you need this whole thing, either Pshap Arkoi or Hey Pnei Kol Mizrach. Why do you have to go up to the roof to check if it's a Kutsuru meant to go up on a stand up on a wall or on a roof? Why do you have to go up to check? You know, why? Shapam Achaz, Olam Or Halavana. One time the moon was shining very strongly. The Dimush Hey Mizrach, they thought that it was day already. The Shachtu was at Tamid, and the Shechta Tamid, and Maisa, it wasn't good. But Tzilu Vesrei, we had to bring it out to be burnt. So Rashi learns Lama Hutzukach is going back on the whole Mishnah. The Tveres Yisrael learns is going back on Masi ben Shmuel. Masi ben Shmuel said that you have to say Hey Pnei Kol Mizrach Atzu Bechevroin. On that, the question was why do you have to be so like detailed? And Tveres says because one time the moon came up and even by standing on the roof they made a mistake. Therefore, you have to say Tol Chevroin. That was couldn't be through the moon. Now we're going to go to the first morning of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. What his job was. In the morning of Yom Kippur, Haridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfila. They brought him down to be Tevel. That's before he starts doing Avodah on Yom Kippur. They brought him to the Beis HaTfila. Now the Rishash asked, Lashon Haridu, we know the Beis HaTfila was up on top of one of the Lishkas. So Akaponim means Haridu, yeah, it's going into the Mikvah. That's the Lashon Haridu going down. Zeh HaKlal, this is the Klal when it comes to Tfilos, being Tevel, immerse yourself in a Mikvah, and Gav Kish Dor V'Glayim. Zeh HaKlal. Anyone goes to the bathroom, gedolim, ton tefila has to be tevil in the mikvah. Anyone who goes to the bathroom, ketanim, ton kiddush of the kohen, any kohen ton kiddush daim reglaim. He has to wash his hands and feet before he does avodah.